We have done a bit of a switcheroo. We'll be with Jason Leopold shortly. So that means right now it's time for Counterclockwise. And I'm joined by Spike Mountjoy for his last Counterclockwise. So sad, Spike. So sad.
Oh, I know.
You're moving on to bigger and better things.
Yeah.
Other things.
Other things.
Other things. How you been?
Good.
You've been enjoying the break from all the political goings on?
I have to say I have. I've been sunning myself and it's been very nice.
In Wellington?
No, in Coromandel.
Oh, of course. Yeah. They don't have sun down there, do you?
No, not really. Not really.
But a new year is upon us, 2010. Parliament hasn't even started back yet, but already they're champing at the bit.
Yep.
There's all sorts of argy-bargy going on. Phil Gough's got his face on every news bulletin there is, does John Key.
An old-fashioned shit fight between the unions and the government.
Ah, it's on. It's on. But it's all going well, according to Tolley and Key. But you're here today to cast your eyes forward, cast your thoughts forward.
Yeah,
over the year and figure out what might be on the landscape.
Little preview, little taster, to see and muse what's coming up.
Yeah, okay, so where should we start?
Well, we might as well start with national standards. I reckon this could go on for a little while yet. The unions are pretty keen to slow it down, get a trial, even though it's already, it kicked off yesterday, so they've got a pretty big battle ahead of them.
They do. I wonder about conflating teacher unions with teachers. Are they one and the same?
Well, the teachers are very heavily unionised.
Yeah.
So, in the press conference yesterday, Key and Tolley were spitting quite a lot of vitriol towards the unions. I was surprised. I haven't heard that kind of talk for a while. And I was thinking, there's a lot of teachers in the unions.
They're all teachers in the union,
Pretty much the teachers in the... it's not just the NZEI and the PPTA, but the Principals Federation is also calling for a trial or certainly criticising it pretty heavily. So it's... the thing is that Key and Tolley can't go, obstinate teachers are fucking it all up.
No, because then they would have swore on national news. And people like teachers.
People like teachers.
Except for Michael Laws. I don't know if you caught his editorial on the weekend.
No, I didn't.
It was like the first sentence was something like, everyone knows teachers are really easy to hate, or something really bonkers like that. Ah, well, Brighton's my Sunday morning. I don't know when this fight will go away. I guess they'll have to wait and see if it works, which is going to be ages.
You there? Sorry.
Yes, hello.
Cut out for a second. So it's going to get a trial in the Kura Kaupapa schools, it turns out, although they weren't really
lucky
properly admitting it in the press conference yesterday. It was quite an odd exchange. So that won't be fully implemented there until 2012. I think that might be a little sweetener to Peter Sharples, who was upset about the whole proposal.
But parents love it, apparently.
I suspect they've been doing quite a lot of polling and focus group work. Parents want to know how their kids are doing, and, that's understandable. Key's angle is that the unions are sheltering crappy teachers, which is going to piss off a lot of teachers, I reckon.
Mm. Ones who aren't crappy.
Well, and considering so many of them are in the union, or one of the unions. Anyway, that could go on for a while, I think. There's an interesting piece on Scoop today, actually, by Gordon Campbell, talking about league tables, because Australia is going through this whole palaver at the moment, and Gordon's arguing that league tables are pretty much inevitable, and we should just get used to the idea. The Australians, New South Wales, tried to ban the publication of them, pass a law, but Sydney Morning Herald published them anyway, and the state backed down. So I suspect, it's pretty much, I agree with Gordon that it's inevitable that if we collate the data, it'll become public.
Yeah, yeah. And, that already happens for high schools.
Yeah. Okay.
It does. Yes. Anyway.
I can't remember my high school being rated. I imagine it probably didn't rate too
well.
Well,
no. You see it every now and then, yeah. And articles in Metro. Which school is the best one in Auckland to send your kids to?
Okay, and is that based on the?
Well, they use a bunch of factors, but that's often one of them.
Yeah, I guess it's reasonably easy if you've got NCEA results,
yes,
et cetera.
Exactly. So we're not going to hear the last of that for a while.
No. And we'll hear a little bit more about tax on Tuesday.
Ooh, tax.
Tax. Who doesn't love tax? Key's going to give a speech. Parliament opens on Tuesday for the year. And he's going to give a speech outlining, well, suggesting what's going to be in the budget around tax.
Suggesting, so not really saying.
He's not going to, you know, give us the full dish, but kind of hint at the areas that might be cut. Or this morning, English said that the changes would have to be significant enough to give us a shift in our economy. So that suggests that it won't be exclusively peripheral tinkering, you know.
I'm picking the GST is going to go up.
And we were just musing about it in the newsroom, and our guess is that the corporate tax rate's going to come down to something like 27 or 25%.
Oh, they could use it, the corporates.
So, I think you might be right on GST, possibly with a softener for people on low income, but both those moves play right into Gough's hands. His speech last week, I don't know if you heard it, on Thursday.
What was the theme of it? It was nicely summed up.
His bumper sticker is the many, not the few.
That's the one.
Yeah, basically National, the party of the rich and big business, which is, a long-running description.
The many, not the few. Nice five-word summary there for the Labour Party. Tax, okay, so we'll be hearing lots about tax, and you thought perhaps the foreshore and seabed as well.
I reckon almost certainly, because they probably don't want to have to deal with it during the election campaign, November 2011. And Chris Finlayson's gone away to work on it. So, and I reckon probably about September we'll hear something about that. He's got a pretty big task ahead of him, but...
He does. I don't know if you caught, I spoke with Paul Moon, sort of Māori historian, earlier in the show about this deal with a bunch of iwi in Auckland regarding the volcanic cones here.
Oh, yeah.
And he said that he suspects that the government's trying to use that as a bit of a yardstick to how to approach the foreshore and seabed.
Okay.
Yeah, dealing collectively with iwi without exchanging any money or, you know, financial redress for past grievances, but instead looking at how Māori can act as, wardens of the land, guardians of the land going forward.
Working with local government.
Exactly.
To administer the...
Exactly.
Yeah.
So if it works in Auckland, why not try it across the whole country?
Yeah, well, I mean, that sounds quite similar to the East Coast deal as well. Struck under the foreshore and seabed legislation that's going to stand.
True. And, of course, we'll have the... Super City elections this year too.
Oh right, being out of Auckland, it slipped my mind. Who do you reckon? Who's your money on, Paul?
Oh, there's a guy called Davos for Damaya, who is a Christian conservative whose platform is compulsory STD checks for everyone and instant...
Starting at what age?
I'm not sure. And like jail time for littering or something like that. So
I like it. Singapore style.
Yeah, I think he's the dark horse in the race. Yeah. Probably Len Brown. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. It'll be interesting to see if they are actually ready in time, though.
How's it looking so far?
I don't know. There's probably trying to plug in all the new computers right now as we speak.
Like
the supercomputers.
I'll leave them to it.
The supercomputers. Well, it sounds like a busy year, Scoop. Spike and Scoop. Thank you very much for your contributions over the last year. It's been lovely talking to you.
It's actually been a pleasure, Paul.
And best of luck to you in all that you do, and maybe we'll be hearing from you in another guise someday.
Yeah, no doubt, in the future. And new edition of Werewolf out on Monday. Heaps of good content on there.
Oh, true.
Yeah.
I'll check it out. Hey, thanks so much, Spike.
Cheers, Paul.
Take care.
See you, mate.